Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Burn it down!
This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally, The Rock has come back home.
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, then he's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Super Kick Hot Time!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my...
So,
how much you eat though?
Look, I came out well. I came out doing well. I'm just tired.
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Otherwise, we're going to be here all fucking night. Not even talk about any wrestling. Just bitch about Boston Pizza and the fucking baseball, which nobody gives a flying fart about on this show. Fuck me.
You know what? Now for the year-end awards, if we do best intro to an episode, because that's front runner. Tom must have had a day. Throw shades at all of Canada who just loves the Blue Jays and baseball.
That's right.
I've been to one baseball game in my fucking life, and I hope to never have to fucking do it again.
You like the food though?
I like another the food. I don't. Why is it fucking? Why is it $30 for chicken and fries?
Oh, Tom, in this economy, what, you want to talk about WrestleMania ticket prices next?
No, I don't. I want whoever set the prices in the Blue Jay Stadium to suck my left nut.
Oh, must have been a day.
$30.
I'm very excited. Very excited for this pod.
$30.
$30.
That's the name of the pod this week.
It's 100%.
Hey, you want some good news though? I have some good news.
Oh,
okay.
Not?
All right. Oh, there's a Pepsi.
I remembered.
All is well. Yep. Nice cold Pepsi.
Yep.
Guys, let me tell you. I, on the other hand, not doing so hot.
What's going on?
My arms are fucking killing me.
You mentioned
turns
the
out
gym,
working
I'll
out
kill
will
you.
Get you sometimes. And my arms got out of bed today, couldn't lift them above my head.
Oh,
one of those.
Was it arms and back yesterday? What were we doing? Buys and
you
tries?
Know what, Scott? That's you know my routine. That's right.
That's
it
right.
Was arms and back yesterday. And literally woke up and I was like, uh-oh, this is not good. Thank God I sit at a computer all day.
Awesome. Oh, fuck, that's awesome. So, yeah, well, I'm going to pull a curtain back on this.
Okay.
We haven't discussed a fucking thing about the podcast this week. Literally nothing.
I just assumed we were going to talk about you guys being fools, marking out over nothing.
No, everyone was. Everyone was.
Everyone?
Yeah, literally everyone.
Take me out of that conversation. Oh, you think I'm watching wrestling? You think I'm the favorite because I'm sitting here watching wrestling? But I mean, I think that's obviously the number one talking point in today's episode, because you're right. Scotty is right. The wrestling world was talking about what one Monday night Mike called a nothing burger.
From trailer one, Mike is like, this is nothing. It's literally nothing. Yes,
so
just a dude's feet.
In true Tony Khan, you got to tune into this week's episode of AEW Dynamite. Huge surprise for you. WWE took notes and went to social media and getting marks everywhere. Wound up over, that's right, guys, dress shoes.
There was no socks, though, so it's not Gunther.
That's right. There's the socks were huge smoking gun for the internet. Holy fucking nerds.
So
those threads going on Twitter, because I'm like, okay, like what are these guys really going on? Those comments in that thread, my God.
Did you see
I love being a part of this fandom?
Did you see the 634 one?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. So there was I have no clue who it was because it was a tweet. So of course, whenever you're, it's disappeared forever now. But somebody tweeted that WWE sent this out at 6:34, and the main event of Raw number 6:34 was John Cena versus Chris Jericho.
Jesus.
Therefore, it's Chris Jericho.
Right.
Wow.
Oh my good God.
So yeah, we got Sunday morning like at fucking 6:31 or 6 or 4:18 or something like that. We got that first trailer of just dress shoes walking into a room for 30 seconds and some weird music in the background. I honestly thought, and I said it to the guys, I think I even tweeted it out, that music and that first intro. Yeah,
I don't egg on your face.
You tweeted that out?
Yeah. It sounded like Batista's theme music.
It sounded not like on the podcast.
Yeah, it was on the pod.
Add that in here, Scott. You tweeted that shit.
I'm not scared to take a risk, guys. I'm not scared to take a risk and take a chance. Because if I was
put your name beside it, did you put your name on it from the
pod?
Scotty Villa? Okay, yeah. Good.
Oh,
you know what? God bless you then. God bless you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take it. Because we didn't know where it was going. We didn't know what it was.
We knew it wasn't going there.
I think it could have. But
no. Nope.
I think once the point when, because we saw three trailers of just dress shoes and I think a fancy pair of runners. But then we get that trailer with the cowboy boots and the blue jeans. So everyone starts putting things together that this could be the Vision with Brock Lesnar, because War Games is coming up next month. So we got
which is the most acceptable theory about what went on with all those feet.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the most acceptable.
I agree.
But continue on. I apologize, Scott.
And everyone kind of thought that was it. And then there was another trailer that dropped Monday morning. And then another one, I believe. So this is more people just walking in, doing their thing. Just more feet for all you feet fetish fucks out there. You had a great day.
Love a good pair of dress shoes, man. I was ruining pairs of pants over here. Just
Tony Atlas just, just rock hard. but is there anything we want to say before we get to the reveal?
I love when I looked like the smartest dude ever.
I mean,
and I'm so humble. I'm so humble about it too.
Wasn't it you that said it could be Santos Escobar? Was it you that said that?
If only, and you know what? And if only it was,
it would have been better than what we got.
If it was like they pan out of the dress shoes and then he takes the Cody cutter properly in the suit. Tell me that's bad booking, Scott. Tell me that's bad booking.
And then he just looks in the camera and Cody says, Wrestlepalooza. It's a double lisp in there. Double lisp.
Yeah. I mean, that's
Tom's trying
to finally putting the palooza in Wrestlepalooza. Love it. Yeah. Good.
So it all leads up to, I think, Tuesday. when we get the reveal.
Which and... was the drink one before the reveal?
I think yes, so.
That was the last, hilarious. I believe the last trailer.
Now, I didn't watch that fully, but were all of them having booze poured in that cup?
I don't think so, no. I think it was just
okay.
The, I
want to make sure.
I think it was just the one cup.
There's four glasses, but there's four glasses.
Could be right either way. Either way,
yeah. Either way, now we can go to the reveal because I'm going to bring up that point. So, go ahead, Scott. Continue on.
We get the reveal of Paul Levesque, Triple H, yeah. walking into a dark room,
the game.
Lit by orange lighting, almost a bourbon lighting, if you will. And walking up to a poker table, and there you see Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns,
yeah.
CM Punk, and Brock Lesnar sitting around a poker table, poker chips. Then Triple H and Paul Heyman say something like, "Are you wrestle ready?" or something. I don't know what they said, but this is a promo trailer for WrestleMania tickets going on sale. That's what this is. This is WrestleMania tickets are going on sale. And there's your four biggest stars. You got Cody, Roman, Punk, and Brock. And Paul Levesque standing there with Paul Heyman, looking over and almost looking like pit bosses in a casino, just making sure there's no cheating going on, making sure there's nothing pissy going on. Everything's good at the poker table. Fellas, how are you feeling after almost 2 days worth of these trailers and teases and stuff?
Oh,
the WWE never tweeted out anything other than just the video. There was no wording. There's no captioning. There's no emojis. It was
just
the video.
Didn't the first one say he's back?
No. It was just blank.
Was it?
I feel like it was just blank.
Tom, I mean, I'm on it. We'll continue discussing about it. So.
Tom, after all said
Tom
and done.
Tom loved it. It's wrestling, 7 out of 10.
Four stars. Tom, do you have an opinion on what we went through on this roller coaster ride to WrestleMania tickets going on sale?
I think it's fucking stupid.
Here we go. Give it to him, Tom.
I don't even really have much more than that. What a waste of everybody's fucking time.
Oh, man.
I also have, I hate the poster. The poster made me really mad.
Yeah, you didn't. I mean, yeah. Like, I'm looking at that poster again now, too.
Why the fuck is Triple H on it? That fucking big nose twat needs to realize he's not a fucking wrestler anymore. Get the fuck off the posters. Accept
he's
that you're
game.
In the back. He's a dick.
Whoa.
And accept you're a backstage fucking producer, the content cunt, and fucking. Just sit in the back and sit there with your headset on. Stop being on posters. Stop being in the video package for Survivor Series looking at a fucking cage like you've never seen one before. Stay the fuck off TV. We can say what we want about Vince McMahon, but he never put himself on a WrestleMania poster. I don't think he even did when he was in the fucking matches.
For sure he's got to be on one.
Oh, he's on he's on 19 with Hogan. That's it.
And I think
maybe
he's on,
WrestleMania 2000.
He's also on the WrestleMania with him versus Trump, hair versus hair. He's on that
but
one.
But he's
too.
Actively oh, involved great. In the show as a participant.
That's true.
Maybe this is Triple H saying, like, my heart issues are gone.
Yeah, well, I'm fate going. To black, motherfucker.
Listen.
Jeez.
Talking my language, man. It doesn't matter who it is, they can catch the fade to black.
And it bugs me because I really like Triple H. I always have, even when he was a heel. But he's doing shit like this and it's pissing me off. You are not the focus anymore. Accept it.
Now that's a good great point for people who are all upset about this. You chose this. You chose to do this to yourself, as you always do. That's the internet, baby. And they're looking. They're like, people are probably going to be pissed about this. They're like, yeah, but I bet they're still going to buy WrestleMania tickets. You're like, of course they are.
Yeah,
not at those fucking prices.
I mean,
I bet it's more than $30 fucking dollars.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be more than $30.
Yeah.
I mean, your Uber ride is going to be more than $30. the internet was mad.
Rightly so, I think, this time.
Ah, I don't feel bad for people who were pissed because they wanted it to be something more. Yet again. Expectations, man. You keep them tempered in the nothing burger status. You're coming out clean every time, baby.
Okay, fair point.
But
you're right. They know how to work the fans, and in this way, for sure that was going to get buzz. Scotty's right. There's no wording. Here's a video. It's feet. Go ahead. Think what you want. They didn't tell you to think that way. They said, here's some fucking shoes. Here's a dude walking. do with what you will.
Well, it's wrestling culture, like Micah just said, and the expectations and high hopes. That's just our fault because we love a good wrestling return. We love a good tease and we love a good payoff. So we're the ones that set our hopes up way too high for this. They put out, I like the trailer, the final reveal trailer. I don't mind the poster at all. I'm not going to lie. I would have liked to have seen Rhea Ripley and Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill on there too. Maybe that's
any
coming.
Woman in WWE. Just any of them.
I wonder if that's the final poster though. Or if
no, I think this is just
for this.
For tickets. I would say this is just for tickets.
Yeah. If it's just for tickets, I mean, I still don't like the fact that Triple H is on there because ain't nobody buying a ticket to see him no more.
I mean, if anything, you know what this poster taught me, guys? Women aren't allowed to gamble or be in Vegas or do anything.
Not allowed
in
alcohol.
True WWE fashion.
Jesus. I think you're right, though. When the final poster does come out, usually around January, I'm thinking after around Rumble time when they're really pumping, we're back in Vegas. We're going to get that full poster, that full reveal. It still would have made sense to have Rhea Ripley at that poker table. Playing poker with
any woman.
Agreed. But I think Rhea Ripley is the biggest women's star in WWE, so it makes perfect sense. But I didn't hate it. I like the poster. I like the reveal. I liked not knowing what was going on. Sure, would I have loved it to have been Jericho? Absolutely. But that's just because I love a good return and a good surprise. And I'm a Jericho-holic, if you heard the last episode. Yeah. So
Speaking of the women who should be on the poster.
Any of them. Just any of them.
Any of them. But where the hell is Bianca Belair?
Her finger's really fucked up. Like,
when did she do that?
This past Mania.
Just the worst fucking. Like, her finger's pretty messed up.
Like, people have come back quicker from amputations than this. Where the hell is she?
Apparently, there's some really bad damage in there that she can't move that finger at all. She can't grip anything. Like, there's...
Put a fucking brace on and get in the ring.
Tape it to another one. Moving on.
Yeah, you got five. You don't need it.
But
I mean, it could be something more, right? Or just well-deserved time off.
I mean, that's fair. But if it's really been, like, seven... How many months has it been since WrestleMania? Six?
Yep.
Was that the last time we saw Bianca?
I'm pretty
Six
sure.
6 months for a fucking finger boo-boo?
Did I just black out and just forget that?
I think that was her last big match. I think she's come out to greet the crowd at certain shows, possibly even Wrestlepalooza.
Did she not do a guest referee spot?
She did a referee, yeah.
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 Well, if she can smack the mat 3 times, she's got to be all right.
I think she was taped up pretty. She's taped up pretty good, but that's the last I've heard. I haven't heard in a while, but yeah, her finger is really, really.
You know what?
Up.
Break the news, Scotty. Just be like everyone else on the internet. Say someone told you, and then just make up whatever you want. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Breaking news.
News on the In My House Pod.
Sources have telling me here at the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast that Bianca Belair is gearing up for return either sooner or later. Stay tuned for more.
Hey. Breaking. I'm gonna name the pod that.
Breaking $30.
Right, yeah, breaking news. Bianca Belair returns sooner or later.
Well, in all seriousness, whenever she does come back, I'm looking forward to that because she is a hell of a talent.
I want her to be in one of the main events of WrestleMania against Jade Cargill. Jade just turned heel. She's going up against Tiffany Stratton for the Women's Championship at Sunday Night's main event, one of the biggest events of the year.
And she's going to squash the shit out of her and take that title. 30 seconds, baby. 30 seconds.
I think she should get DQ'd. A violent DQ.
If it's a violent DQ, I'm fine with it.
That's it.
If it's a shove the referee DQ, fuck off.
None of that bullshit. Like, violent DQ.
Hard way.
Yeah. Like, let's go for it if you're going to do it, because I just don't think she should have the title yet.
I think she should win it at Survivor Series and drop it to Bianca in the main event of WrestleMania.
I think she should win it at WrestleMania.
I think that's too far away. I think that's too far away from the turn.
Yeah, but you're just handing belts over, then there's nothing. And I'm going to watch someone else that probably don't care about winning it back. Like, I really, Bianca doesn't need to have it. Like, I'm not interested in Bianca having the title again either.
Yeah, well, but with the way WWE is at the moment, between Survivor Series and WrestleMania, Bianca Jade would only wrestle twice anyway. So I don't have to worry about that.
Well, our fingers will be all right if we do it that way.
Exactly.
I think Jade wins at Saturday night's main event. She probably goes into, I don't know, who's the other top babyface woman on SmackDown?
No one, because they don't bother booking anybody, and everybody only wrestles once every 12 years.
Yeah, so you're probably right. She'll wrestle twice between here and Mania, and that'll be it. But it's
like, who on SmackDown is a baby? Mia Yim? I don't want to see that.
Who?
Maybe Nikki Cross.
No, we're not doing that bit anymore.
Nikki Cross from the Wyatt Six.
I would like Nikki's good in the ring, but
no idea who you guys are talking about.
Like, you can't turn Nia Jax babyface. I mean, you could. They turn John Cena babyface just overnight, and people fucking love that. But you can.
Yeah, but they tried with Nia Jax as a babyface before, and then they just had her running around chasing Alexa Bliss, which looked like a fucking Wile E. Coyote cartoon, and it was hilarious.
So not bad. What I'm hearing.
Pretty entertaining, actually.
I just don't think Jade should win that early. I think it's going to hurt Jade in the long run.
I think they've got to get the belt off Tiffany though. Like, she's lost all of her steam.
Jobbed out to Stephanie Vaquer at Clash of the Champions or Night of Champions.
She's losing a lot of the support she had from the internet.
Is she?
And her matches are just bad right now. I can't imagine her versus Jay. I hope they go 30 seconds, because fuck those two trying to go 20 minutes. Jesus Christ. Please don't do that.
It'll be tough. It'll be a tough go. Tough go.
I really don't think you guys are probably right. I'm a horrible at booking this year, just the worst.
You also don't watch wrestling, so you have no idea what's going on.
Listen, man, you can get this done in 90 seconds. You guys are wasting hours of your life.
Actually, it bothered me. I couldn't watch Raw this week because I was working, and Tom said it was a pretty good Raw. A guy I work with really enjoyed it. And I heard really good things on Busted Open this week too. So I'm like, oh man, I got to go back and watch that main event, because that women's tag team match sounded really, really fun. And
that was good. And Sheamus and JD was very good.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay. Yeah. See,
and actually, this is going to hurt me because I've buried him on the pod, but Penta and Rusev was enjoyable.
Well, I mean, you like that match. You still probably hate Rusev.
Who did you say it cut out
there? Oh yeah. Rusev.
Who's that?
Rusev can still fade to black, but the match was good.
Man. If the audience, any familiar with the movie The Wrestler, specifically the last minute of The Wrestler.
Fade to black, motherfucker.
Fade to black. I don't ask for a lot in life. I don't think I do.
We really don't.
Yeah. But I just want my Randy the Ram moment.
You guys want to hear something interesting?
Yeah, always.
Yes.
There's not very many firsts left in my wrestling watching life.
Okay. Oh, there's going to be.
But about 10 days ago, I watched my first ever CMLL show.
Oh, nice. And? How was that?
I had a blast. It was really fun.
They don't have iguanas on their card, do they?
They didn't have an iguana, but they did have a lady that looked like she was dressed like Kane.
Sweet.
Hot. I mean, cool.
What?
I had a lot of fun. It was the show with Mercedes Moné versus Persephone for the CMLL title.
How was that match?
Actually, it was really good. It reminded me why I used to really like Sasha Banks, because she was back to being her like bitchy heel, and like she was getting in Persephone's parents' face and like threw water all over them. And
3-0-6
But also, like you guys know, one of my favorite things about wrestling is watching wrestlers I've never seen before.
That's true. Yeah. You love that.
And obviously quite a lot of the CMLL ladies, like I knew some of them, I knew their names, some of them I didn't, and some of them I'd heard of, some of them I hadn't. And it was a blast getting to watch them for the first time. And the one I watched was only in their 92-year history. It was their second show with English commentary.
Oh,
wow. Wow.
Keeping up with the Fed.
And
this is an all women show, correct?
They're going to. It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which I didn't know when I ordered it, but that's fine. It was great.
Was this,
I'm sure it was.
The same show with some other AEW wrestlers like Tekla and
No, that was the one this Friday.
Okay.
Mine was the Friday before.
Okay.
So this, I believe it's, I don't know when Collision airs this week. I don't know if it's one of their live ones or if they're taping or what.
Oh, Collision still on?
But this week, Mercedes Moné is facing Olympia for the CMLL women's title. Yeah. Olympia is intriguing. She is a little green in the ring, but huge. She's built like a brick shit house.
Yeah.
Take a gander here.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's not still as smart as I would
like.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, not and at all.
And she still busts out all the lucha moves, even while being ripped like Jordan Grace. I was very impressed with her.
Yeah, I saw when she came out last week on Collision. I just saw the clip online of her coming out and like confronting. I think it was Collision, or maybe it was a CMLL show, but she looks very impressive and cool in a mask. So,
yeah. And I sent out a tweet being like, I really enjoyed watching the show. I hope we get more English commentary CMLL coming so I can watch more. And Veda Scott, who is doing the English commentary for them, retweeted and were like, yeah, we have lots more English commentary coming.
There we go. Hashtag in my house pod. Or no? Did we skip that hashtag this time? Okay.
We'll have a meeting. I never use that hashtag.
We'll have a meeting about that later. It's fine. I'll have a meeting.
We're just going to put out videos of our shoes. That's going to gain traction for the podcast.
You can have a meeting. I won't be there.
Yeah. We're going to need you on your feet, though.
I've already got each video is one of us walking our shoes. And at the end reveal, we're just at Deja Vu having chicken fingers. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And Moose Jaw.
Perfect. So. Yeah.
And then it's just Tom and I going, do we get the 6-pack or the 3-pack? What are we doing?
I can't remember. Speaking of Moose Jaw, Reaper Wrestling is the second half of their show is up on YouTube this Thursday at 7:30. So watch it, motherfucker.
That's right, you motherfuckers. Watch it.
It's the second half of the very good show that we were at recently in Moose Jaw. I'm gonna give you a spoiler for the year end awards. Yeah. The match that's currently winning my in person match of the year is on the second half of this show, which will air on Thursday.
Oh, there you go. There's a little tease for you. Little tease. So as
CWE, you have one chance, CWE. You have one last chance for this year to beat this match as my in-person match of the year.
Big yes. Chief versus the world.
So yeah, we have one more live show of the year. Let's see if somebody can knock this match off the top.
I think there's hope.
That's right. Scotty V and I are finally getting in the ring.
Sumo style.
Rap City. Yeah.
Zero stars.
Zero stars?
Come on now. You know I'd be bumping my ass off out there. At least two bumps. Yeah,
you,
And yeah, that's just getting grabber. In the ring.
Yeah. Grabber. You're the fade to black.
That's not fair. The only one we don't want. Well,
hey.
Now we're back on track. Pod's back on track.
Oh, yeah. I'm very much looking forward to the CWE show coming up. I think they're bringing in Austin Aries, and he's taking on Mike Lowell and Richard Clark. That match could be fucking awesome. So Mike Lowell and Richard Clark is probably the indie wrestler of the year in Canada. He's just
awesome. I'm building bridges. Building bridges.
He is. So, yep.
Yeah. That's right. We're not quite there yet, but we're building bridges.
Well, we'll keep that PWI rating in our thoughts here, and we'll keep building that bridge.
Apparently people think you're a fucking somebody. Turns out I know nothing. I don't watch wrestling, so
I'm torn on this match.
Why?
Are you?
I think it's going to be very, very good, but I fucking hate Austin Aries.
Yeah.
So that's fair. I'm going to struggle with that. But it's the match that I wanted them to book for him in Regina. So
yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's the best match up that I think we could ask for the CWE show with him coming through. And I'm looking forward to the match. Very much looking forward to the match. And are we getting a Rumble match in this too?
We are, yeah.
Awesome.
Double duty, Big Chief, baby.
That's right. That's right. MVP of the night. But one more quick question, then we'll move on to Saturday night's main event. Is the champ there? Is Chad Daniels going to be there?
He is. I forget who he's wrestling. Hold on. I have the card here. I'll just have
awesome. I'm waiting for a
Saturday night main event. Isn't that in December?
No, it's this Saturday.
This one this Saturday. Jeez, and then
I'm going to start watching wrestling.
I got to miss it. I got to watch it like the next day.
Oh, actually, I'm going to a gala, and it's like watching an episode of Monday Night Raw anyway. No one's been impressed with Saturday night main event, so I'll catch the recap on Sunday.
Chad Daniels is defending the title against AJ Sanchez on November 20th.
Oh, that's right.
Chairs will be thrown.
Yeah, make sure you duck stripes.
I did see a report. So for previous Saturday night main events, if you have traditional cable television, we're on NBC. That's no longer the case. In the States, they moved exclusively to Peacock. And for international viewers, they are on YouTube. Tom watches it on YouTube because he doesn't have traditional cable like I do. And he's had no issues there. It's been fantastic. That's not a dig.
Flex.
That's not a dig. Yeah. I'm just stating facts to state that
Tom's
can
a poor.
Watch it
on wait.
YouTube.
No, he's not. He has respectable internet.
Yeah. I can be on this recording of the podcast and still be connected to the Wi-Fi on my phone.
Now amazing. Who's bragging? Now who's bragging? Yeah. Jesus.
I love
Christ.
It. Get a little braggadocious. Let them know about your internet speed.
What I was getting to.
Continue, Scott.
What I was getting to is I saw a report last week that Saturday night's main event will be shown on Netflix, but I haven't seen anything pop up on my Netflix of a coming up event for Saturday night's main event. So
I thought it was just YouTube.
Let's just take a gander while you two fight about it.
Mike's going to have a quick look.
Is anybody surprised this was pulled off of NBC because they've been dog shit since they came back?
I'm not surprised at all, but I thought they would have held out for Cena's last match because that will gain viewers.
Yeah, but Saturday Night Main Event is shit. I'm going to watch it, but they've been shit.
I don't agree. I think they've been we've gotten very good TV matches. They're not pay-per-views. It's just
we haven't had a single good match on a Saturday Night Main Event.
Cody's been involved in so many of them.
We've had matches that have been butchered by commercials every 35 seconds.
Yes, TV.
You haven't seen any matches.
It's television, though.
So is Monday Night Raw, and we don't get commercials as much as we do on the Saturday Night's main event.
Because that's on Netflix. That's a streaming service.
SmackDown is TV. We don't get as many commercials as we do as a fucking stupid Saturday Night's main event.
We absolutely do. It's just formatted differently.
No. Because you're formatted differently.
SmackDown airs on Fox on proper television in the United States, and Netflix just picks it up. No. We just get lucky enough that when they go to commercials, sometimes we just go to in-ring action.
No.
That's exactly it how it works.
Like there's any reports of it being on Netflix.
Yeah, okay. You fucking making shit up.
I didn't make up anything. I saw a tweet. I read it. I never said it to
the
you
tweet
guys.
Had, the tweet had socks on. It's got to be Jericho. I mean, Batista.
I walk alone.
So there's four matches we discussed. One, we don't have time to discuss them all. But the one match I do want to talk to you about is for the vacant World Heavyweight Championship, Jey Uso versus CM Punk. We got about 2 minutes, fellas. Are we getting a new world champion, or does this title stay vacated?
I hope it stays vacated, because I don't want Jey Uso as champion, and I don't see either of these guys walking out with a belt at the moment. It doesn't make any sense.
Who should be the next world champion then?
I think
Braun Breaker. I mean, out of the two, it's got to be CM Punk.
Pull the trigger on Braun Breaker. Don't wait till everybody's fucking 40 to pull the trigger on him. And then when Seth's back, you've got a story built right in. You took me out, took my title, motherfucker.
Yeah. How long is Seth going to be out for, though?
And not long enough, because he'll annoy me the second he comes back. But...
God damn. And it costs $30, everybody.
Yeah. I think CM Punk's walking out with his title. I think it will be another short reign. I have a feeling we're getting into a program with Punk and Brock.
Ugh. Why?
Ugh.
That's just a.
Oh, just made the worst ending to this episode. Shit, I don't want to see.
No, it was shit when it happened the first time.
Do you want Roman to come back and hold another title and hold this title?
No.
You know what? Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I'll take that over.
Now that you said that out loud, yeah, I love the idea. Throw him up, guys. Oh.
Everyone acknowledge.
You're looking more like Sabu there, Mike.
Yeah, it's tough to listen, man.
It was hard day yesterday. Arms and back. He's hurting.
Crippled old fuck over here. Yeah, I'm really thinking it's going to be Brock and Roman at Mania. They're going to run that back.
Why?
Fucking Roman at Mania. Wow.
Yeah,
Roman needs something to do.
Because I think it's a spectacle.
I'd rather see Brock versus Omos again than fucking Brock versus Roman again.
I don't know, bring that tractor back. Let's go.
Bring that tractor back. You got magic.
Yeah.
Okay.
The tractor is the special guest referee.
I'd be okay with that.
It makes sense. You could just have the show sponsored by Cars from Pixar, and there you go. You got a talking tractor.
Look at this, man. We should be a part of that booking committee. Then I can be in a poster for WrestleMania in Vegas.
And then they wouldn't have to use AI, allegedly.
Oh, man. They'd be using AI. People. Everyone's using AI. Our jobs will be gone soon. Skynet.
Yeah. That's why I'm buying lottery tickets like a motherfucker.
Mine are not working out.
Not one has worked out for me. It's been terrible.
I think this is the most the episode with the most motherfuckers in it.
Probably.
Yeah,
and I think I dropped the C bomb twice in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah,
I thought you drop it at least once an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Not usually on the podcast.
I mean, you get the pass.
He uses twat a lot though.
Culturally, you're able to use that. Scott and I use it. They're gonna assume we hate people.
That's right.
Hate them.
Well, I mean, that people maybe should assume that.
There are some people who are like we said. Yeah. Finn Balor, that fucking loser, is never coming on the pod. That guy doesn't like me. There's no way he does.
Frankie
Kazarian for sure doesn't like me.
No, he just doesn't like your mustache.
Yeah, fuck that, man. Hate me the person, not my mustache.
Man, hey, he called you a bitch.
You reckon we could get Jesse Bieber on the show?
Fuck that guy.
I don't know. Will you two play nice? Will you two play nice?
I always play nice.
I don't know. You stood up. He stood up, Mike.
He stood up. Put the fear right into Scott.
Yeah.
Watch the episode of Reaper on Thursday to see what the fuck we're talking about.
Give us your Saturday.
I hear the Monster Mash may get played this time. Hint, hint. The Monster Mash may get played. I hear it's a ratings gold mine if you play the Monster Mash.
We're out of time.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Show me what you do now. Eat all that.
to my house.
It's my house.
Yowie wowie.